and welcome to the Elemental Entrepreneurship Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Beyer, founder of Intuitive Edge Coaching and creator of the Elemental Entrepreneurship Framework. I use the elements, earth, air, fire, water, and spirit, as a lens for understanding business and life. As you begin to understand each element, you can become an alchemist, able to powerfully blend the elements to transmute, transform, and create mysteriously potent outcomes with ease, leaving the people around you wondering, how are they doing that? As we navigate the unique challenges and joys that come with being a creative entrepreneur or professional artist, the Elemental Entrepreneurship Framework provides a guide to help you understand yourself, cultivate balance, and alchemize your business for magical results. I'm glad you're here. If you don't know, if you haven't been around for a while, I've been reading tarot, oh my gosh, for how old am I? Cheese and rice, 26 years. That's gross. Okay, I'm old. That's cool. It's whatever. I've been reading tarot for 26 years, but I never read for anyone else until I was in my 30s. It was a private thing. Maybe every once in a while I read for like a very close friend or a lover, but for the most part, it was just a private practice. It was never something that I really considered doing for other people. And when I started my business, sometimes in a coaching session, we'd get to a place where it just felt like it was on my spirit to pull some cards for someone or to give them some confirmation. And a lot of what tarot is an amplification of what you already know. It's something you already know to be true. You know it in your spirit. You need someone else to say it. And so that's usually where the cards come in, with just confirming really your own inner knowing. And I don't read, you know, quote unquote, professionally. It's not my full-time thing, but I read daily for myself and regularly for friends and loved ones when they ask. It's one of those just like, if you know, you know things. And I started doing it on Instagram a little bit, and this was the format that just felt the rightest. So one card reading, a kind of bigger spread at the top of the month. That's kind of like a month forecast for where we're at. And I am reading from the Sacred Rebels Oracle deck. This deck is really specifically geared toward creatives and creative process. So for my folks, my artists, my creatives and my healers, this is a great deck for us to get messages from, because it has messages that are so specifically geared toward creative process. So that's what you're going to hear today, is July's tarot forecast for the month. If you want to watch the video of this and see the cards, which are quite beautiful, it's up on my Instagram at Intuitive Edge Coaching. So before I get to the reading, the other thing I wanted to announce this month is that a lot of people reported that they didn't feel ready for Elemental Entrepreneurship when it launched. They weren't quite ready yet. They didn't feel grounded enough in their business yet. They felt like they weren't even entirely sure what their business is. Maybe they have an idea, but they haven't started. And making a six-month, $6,000 investment into the program felt farther along than where they were at. And so I really sat down and started conceiving of a stepping stone for Elemental Entrepreneurship, a program that would get people who are just starting, or maybe haven't started yet, the foundation that they need to get going in their business and start bringing some revenue in, so that maybe next year they would be in a better position to do a deeper dive and a deeper focus into their business. And I did a little market research. I talked to some community members and people said they were all for it. And with that in mind, we have created a brand new program called Elemental Entrepreneurship Essentials. It's going to start in August, and it is an 8-week accelerator to help you get the foundation of your heart-centered business out of your head and into the world. It's around $1,100. And as always, I offer a discounted price for BIPOC, LGBTQIA+ folks, and single parents with financial need. That is an honor system with no application process required. And all of the information for that is going to be coming out over the next few weeks. But if that's something you know you're interested in, please head over to my Instagram and give it a follow, or hop in my DMs and let me know that you want it, so I can make sure that you get the link when it goes live. We will be starting at the beginning of August and running through the end of September, I believe. 8 weeks. Yeah. So that's all my news.
And just keep in mind, right, it's the beginning of quarter three. So diving into this, it's the second half of the year. So maybe you had some goals at the beginning of the year for your business or for your idea, some things that you felt like you wanted to do and you haven't done them yet. It's not too late. Don't wait until 2022. You can totally make July 1 your January 1 and set some new quarter three and four goals and resolutions for yourself and get stuff done now. There's plenty to do. And the world is opening up a little bit, so you can do it sitting at a cafe in the sunshine from your laptop. Why not? All right, that's all my updates. I hope you enjoy this reading. If it lands for you, if it resonates, please feel free to message me on Instagram, tell me about it. And as always, I would so appreciate it if you like this reading, if you share it with your friends or your family members or your oncologist or your mailman. Just anybody that you're a barista, just share it with people and let them know that you like the show. Thank you so much, as always, for being here. Here is your July tarot reading. Good afternoon, good day, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, wherever you are. It's the first of the month, so you know that means I'm here with our monthly reading for the collective. And the cards are on our noggin today. They are not playing, which is always the case. But when I first pulled these cards, I didn't really get the message. It took me a minute to kind of pull it apart. And as I pulled it apart, I was like, fuck, they on us. Of course, right when I start, my kittens start playing with the crinkly thing that they're never interested in. Okay, so I'm going to jump right in. We're starting with the guidance for what's happening for you in your life right now. And it is receiving. There's a big message, a big theme coming through in this reading. All of our needs are met. All of our needs are met. The universe provides. God provides, right? All of our needs are met. But we forget this. And we need to take moments to stop and to breathe. And to be. We need to take moments to chill out and do nothing. We need to rest. We need to be in receivership. And that is when we're chilling out, that is when new ideas, new opportunities, new love, that's when things can find us. You have not been doing this enough. You have not been giving yourself enough space to rest. And so you are kind of burning out. Your spirit is burning out. You're feeling it in your soul. You've been putting out a lot and there isn't enough coming back in. So it's time to shift into receiving mode. Right now, you're being asked to rest, to focus on your restoration, to focus on feeling nourished and cared for. We're in Cancer season, that mama energy. You need to accept this invitation to rest. If you have guilt or you feel shame about having needs or about taking time off, right? That's internalized capitalism. We all have it. You have to address that right now so that your needs can be met. And what I want you to think about is like how much people love giving gifts. Maybe you're the kind of person who also loves giving gifts. I love giving gifts. The best part about giving a gift is watching the other person open it and enjoy it and be excited about it and receive it. And so now I want you to think about what it would be like if you handed someone a gift and they didn't even open it or look at it. And they were just like, oh yeah, thanks. And like threw it in the backseat of their car. Or not even, oh yeah, thanks. If they just were like, and kept it moving. Or if they said, I can't take this. I feel so uncomfortable that you gave me this. I don't deserve this. Don't give this to me. And how weird and awkward that is. That's what we do with the universe, with God, with spirit, with source. When we are being given things and we are not taking time to enjoy them, to celebrate them, to sit with them, we need to take time to receive the things that we're being given in fullness, in gratitude. We need time to just sit and marvel at like, I can't believe this happened for me. And I'm so grateful and I'm so excited, no matter how small the thing is. That's how we complete the cycle with the universe and say, yes, I love this gift. Please send me another one. But if we are like, meh, keep it moving. I haven't accomplished enough yet. I haven't done enough yet. The universe is like, well, I don't want to give this bitch any more presents because she doesn't like the fucking presents that I just gave her, right? Like, you think about the little kid at Christmas who's like so spoiled that they're looking around for more presents. You're like, you literally just opened 30 presents. Why are you not excited about the ones you have? Why are you so focused on more? We get like that. And again, this is internalized capitalism. We are so focused on the idea that we haven't achieved enough yet. We haven't completed enough yet. We will celebrate when we hit XYZ milestone, but that milestone keeps moving. We never let ourselves chill out. That's why we're not getting the thing that we're asking for. That's why we're not getting the next level, is that we're not completing the cycle. We're not taking the time to be in the receivership, to be in the gratitude, to soak up, to enjoy life. That's our birthright. You incarnated into a physical human form so that you could enjoy a physical human experience. And that includes the sacred restoration, resting, enjoying what we have, taking a moment to be grateful and excited. We need that. The other thing I'm feeling in this about what's going on in your life right now is that you are pushing so hard because there's something that you want. There's a vision that you have. There's something that you want to see done, but now you're burnt out and you're having to push so hard because you're not inspired. Right? When you're inspired, things just flow. They just come out of you. When you're rested, you have all of this energy, right? That first day back at the gym after a couple days off, and you're like, whoa, I can lift so much heavier. I'm so much more flexible than I thought I would be today because you rested. And so you're in this like logical trap, this capitalistic logical trap of, in order to get the thing I want, I have to work harder. I can't take a break now because the thing I want hasn't come yet. But the universe is saying the thing you want isn't coming because you're not rested enough to receive it. So it's counterintuitive because you want this thing so bad, but you have to slow down to speed up sometimes. You need to trust your guides and chill the fuck out. From a place of nourishment, you can much more easily create. You will live with more love and more passion and more energy. We need duality. We need harmony. It can't just be one note. We need harmony. So you need to prioritize rest and play in your life in order to get yourself recalibrated from this soul burnout. So what are the blocks that are stopping this from happening? You just straight up don't trust yourself. That's the block. The block is about trusting yourself. All of your growth opportunities right now lie on the other side of you releasing self-doubt about the wisdom and the talents that are already within you. You don't need to work harder. You don't need to push more. You don't need to get 5 more certifications. You need to trust yourself and your intuition, your inner knowing, your sense of things, whether this is about people, opportunities, how to move, how to rest, how to do what you need to do. Whatever that is, you need to trust yourself. And as this pertains to the last card about receiving, this block against receiving, I think that there's a fear, like that right now you don't trust that if you let yourself rest and enjoy life more and spend time chilling and trusting that everything will get done. Like, you're not trusting that you will actually be successful and that everything will really get completed, that you will get what you need from your relationships, maybe. Like, if I stop pushing, everything will fall apart. If I stop pushing, this relationship won't work. If I stop pushing, everything will go away. You don't trust that you will be supported and you will be successful if you're not grinding all the time, and it's killing you. You have to stop this. You must address this fear. You must address this lack of trust. You know what you're doing. You know what you need. You know what's best for you. And when I say you, I really mean your body. Your body knows what they need. Your body knows what they need to thrive. And your mind needs to listen, because right now you're moving from conditioning. You're moving from pressure. You're moving from trauma. You're moving from past experiences that tell you that you are not safe to slow down. And that shit got you here, but it won't get you to the thing you're trying to get to next. And that's going to become really clear in a second. But this fear that if you stop spinning all the plates, everything's going to crash. You must address this and start trusting that, like, it's safe for you to be a full, complete human being who rests and who has joy and who does things a little different. It's safe for you to do that. You have to stop moving from the conditioning that says, if I slow down, everything falls apart. So if you've been thinking about taking a leap of faith, doing things differently, acting differently than you've ever acted before, this card says you need to trust your instincts and go for it. The patterns in your life are shifting. You have a new level of being and consciousness available to you. But in order to get there, you have to release self-doubt and playing small. And who you are innately is exactly what's needed without pushing, without hustle, without needing to prove anything to anyone, without needing to grustle, right? You don't need to grind and hustle your way into every little thing. And that may have been your reality before, but that is not the reality of where you're headed. And you can't get to there from here, right? You don't need to prove anything to everyone through working yourself to the bone. That is not the path to the next level of your success. That's the block that needs to be removed. So what is the gift that is coming to you through this process of learning to receive and learning to trust yourself? The gift is spirals of manifestation. So let me break this down. Growth is not linear. Progress is not linear. Manifestation is not linear. Capitalism would have us believe that our success comes from nonstop hard work, but that's not true. We know that's not true because we see people who are millionaires and billionaires and very successful at business who are not working around the clock the way that some of our compatriots are out here working around the clock to barely make ends meet. Hard work equals success is not a real formula. It's a lie that we've been conditioned into because it makes us compliant. That's a whole other rant. But I want us to really grasp that, like, this lie that may be embedded in us, that growth is linear and that our success will be a linear result of us working really hard, is not true. Full stop. So it may feel from where you're at right now in this burnt out, I'm just hustling so hard, I can't stop because I want something, but you need to stop to get the thing. So it might feel like the thing you want is so far away that you couldn't possibly stop working now, or it will slip away. You can't take a break. You can't rest. You can't play. But the thing that you want is actually, like, just on the other side of this spiral, this bend of manifestation. And you can't see it because it's not straight ahead. It's somewhere kind of sideways. It's somewhere kind of lateral. It's somewhere over there, right? It's not straight ahead. And you're not seeing it because you're so focused on this idea that success is only going to come one way that you're not seeing all of the other miracles that are stacking up around you. You have to allow yourself space and spaciousness and detours. I call this leaving a margin for magic. You must have a margin for magic in your process so that what you want can come in. So when you do this, when you leave spaciousness so that what you want can come in, the thing that you're trying to manifest is just going to drop in and you're going to be shocked, right? Like, this thing that you've been working on so hard, when you're finally like, okay, what I've been doing isn't working, even though it seems illogical, I'm going to stop work every day at 4 o'clock and I'm going to start focusing on rest. I'm going to put this project down and I'm going to focus on a passion project for a second. I'm going to go on more dates. I'm going to give myself more space to live my life. That's when the call is going to come. You're going to be at dinner. You're going to be on a beach, right? That's when it's going to click into place. You can't smother the vibe. And you're going to be shocked. And it's because manifestation isn't logical and it's not linear. That's not how this works. We also have to remember we're not the only players on the field. Spirit is a player on the field. So when we're in this place of trying to control and, like, everything comes from my hustle, it's a doubt in God, right? It's a doubt in the universe. It's a doubt that all of our needs are met regardless of how hard we're hustling, regardless of whether we work 20 hours or 40 hours or 60 hours. That's not what the key actually is to our success. Our success is inevitable. It's preordained. The other thing we need to remember about not being the only player on the field is that there are other people. There are other people. So you're having all this anxiety, all this stress about the finish line. You're trying to rush your destiny. You're trying to rush this process. But the other people who are going to be involved in this manifestation, they're not there yet. Right? So you're so busy stressing about trying to rush your destiny that you're pushing. You get to the party. You're the only person there. The party doesn't even start yet. You just wasted your time. Now you're going to have to sit around and wait because the other people who are going to make this party a success, they're not ready yet. It's better just to let your process unfold. Enjoy your life and trust that things are going to happen when they're meant to happen as you are moving in divine timing, letting things unfold. Some of your blessings cannot come to you right now because you're so one track focused on how they're going to look that you're missing signs, synchronicities, opportunities, other ways that this blessing could come to you. They're around, you're not seeing them because you're not giving yourself the space to see them. The vision that's coming to me right now is in partner dance, right? If your leader is rushing the beat, it's like the most uncomfortable thing. Everyone needs to be dropped into the same beat so that magic can happen. That's what is going to unfold for you through this process of learning to let yourself receive and starting to trust yourself, is that all of these cooperative components, opportunities, connections, people that are here to help you are going to be able to connect with you because you're not going to be so motherfucking busy that they're like, oh, they don't have time to even work with me. They're too busy. They need to see that you're chilling a little bit and be like, hey, are you free on Saturday to do this project that's going to change both of our lives? Because it seems like you have some free time. Yes, I do. Thank you. All right. Next. What is our guidance for interacting with other people as we go through this change? Against the grain. And there's some booty on it, so I want to make sure you get a close-up. Against the grain. This is working like this is against the grain. Moving with magic is against the grain. Prioritizing rest in capitalism is radical, right? So this is against the grain, this way of moving, this way of being. You aren't meant to do things the way that other people are meant to do them. You are an artist, you're a creative, you're a healer. You are a creature of beauty and creativity. You are meant to see things differently. You're meant to move the culture forward, and the universe, God, spirit, loves that for you. But our wounds and our conditioning, society, has us wanting to fit in and to be accepted. And there's nothing wrong with that. It is human. It is innate in us. We are social creatures. We want to be accepted. But what that has ended up doing is creating a feeling in you that you don't fit in, that life is painful. There's pain in this contrast of like, I know that I'm meant to just like be naked and eat fruit all day, and everybody wants me to like have a 9-to-5 job. I don't understand. So that's why you're in this Brussels. That's why you're in this uncomfortable, like this itchy suit that doesn't fit you, is this feeling of like, I need to fit in with what everybody else is doing in order to be accepted. And that has never worked for you, and it's not working for you now. So spirit wants you to know that you are meant to be who you are. You are meant to live and breathe in the depths of creative waters. You're meant to create beauty. You're meant to lose yourself in moments. You're meant to play in imagination. You're meant to dance in fantasy. You're meant to sit with spirit, to be sensual and surrendered. You are designed to go against the grain. The grain isn't working for anybody. It's not working for anybody. We're all suffering. It's not working. The grain is not working. You are here to move the culture forward. So rather than worry about the people who you will put off when you start moving differently and getting everything you wanted while resting more than you've ever rested in your life, you need to focus on the people you're going to inspire. You are the spirit of the butterfly calling to the caterpillar. That's what you're meant to be. You're here to show people that there's a different way. So if there are people who are threatened by you being wildly successful while doing less work, they will either see themselves out of your life, or what's more likely is they're going to tell you you're crazy. And then a little while later, they're going to be like, can you put me on? What is it you're doing? What's the secret? So stop trying to align yourself with the outer world and instead shape it. shape it. The other thing to know about this, I think, with going against the grain is, like, know who you can't talk to about your success, man, because there are some people who are not for us. There are some people whose own wounds, whose own shadows, whose own darkness will prevent them from being able to cheer for our accomplishments, who will prevent them, it will prevent them from being able to be supportive of us. And you know who those people are. Sometimes they're members of our own family, right? We just cannot talk to them about what we're doing. And that's okay. Like, you need to know who are the people whose approval you have to stop courting, because they're incapable of giving it to you and it has nothing to do with you. And by the way, if you have a lot of those people in your life, it may be part of why you have trouble receiving, especially if these are members of your family. So, right, like, for those people, for the people who don't want to see you win, for the people who have hate in their heart, for the people who don't want to see you be successful, not just you, but anyone around them, because it makes them feel threatened because they have their own untended to pain points, you could never work hard enough to please them. That's the trap, right? I'm working hard enough to prove to these people who don't want me to win that I deserve to win. There's no amount of hard you could work. You could never rest again a day in your life, and those people still wouldn't think you deserve to be successful because they're motherfucking haters, and that's what haters do. So you have to stop working to please those people. That's a very big part of being against the grain. It's like, do whatever you need to do in your soul to forgive them, forgive yourself, and move on from courting the approval of people who will never be happy to see other people win. They're just not your people. Okay? Next, the message from your higher self, from your guides, from your spirit team. Big, bold vision. So here's the thing. You were not born to play small, period. You were not born to be a small presence. You were not born to conform. You were not born to fit in. Sorry, that's not your destiny in this body. That's not who you were supposed to be. And you kind of already know that. So there is a big idea, a big opportunity, a big destiny, a big next level that is either coming through you right now, has recently come through you, or is about to come through you on the other side of resting. And you're worried that it's too much for you when it comes. You're like, this is too big. There's no way I can do this. It is not. Your guides want you to know you wouldn't have this vision if it wasn't meant for you. You wouldn't have your gifts, skills, and talents if you were not meant to use them in this lifetime. If you feel overwhelmed by the size and scope or possibility of this vision, that's a good sign. It's a sign that you are cracking out of your limited thinking and you are making space for the biggest, boldest version of your life to come through. You need to understand that your healing and growth is required in order for you to have this vision. So here's the thing, and I brought this up earlier. You are being asked to do this healing now so that you can be ready for this thing. If you can't rest and take care of yourself and, like, figure out how to manage your workflow and figure out how to, like, be okay with other people not approving of you, if you can't make space to dance with magic now at the level you're at, spirit knows you're not going to be able to do it at the level of this big vision. You must do the healing now. You must learn to rest now. If you can't rest at the level you're at, what's going to happen when you get this big influx of opportunities, of customers, of money? You're gonna fall apart. You have to handle this healing now in order for the next level to come in. The other thing that spirit wants you to know is that this vision of yours that you might be overwhelmed by, it is going to touch so many people. It's going to help people. Your healing makes space for your becoming, and your becoming is going to be healing for others. It is a win-win. You are being asked to be of service to your visions, of service to your talents. Let life move through you. Let life move you. This is about letting go and opening up. Sometimes we are gifted visions, gifts, skills, talents, big ideas. And what do? That's that gift, right? We're like, nope, it's not for me. It's too big for me. I can't have that. I don't deserve that. I can't. I won't. People are going to. You just got given a gift and shat on it. You shit on the gift. This is for you because it's on your heart to do. It's the calling on your life. It's the calling on your life. It's what you were meant to do. And so whatever healing is required for you to be able to surrender to and be in service of your gifts and your visions, you need to do it. You need to do it. So your guides also want you to know that when you are on the right path, synchronicities, support, the right people, the right opportunities show up. And you need to be open and playful and surrendered when they do. And that is why all of these other messages about getting into a state of receivership, about being well rested, about trusting your intuition and your gut, about people and opportunities, about being open to the results of your manifestation coming from places that you haven't anticipated before. That's why you're being asked to do this healing now, getting comfortable going against the grain. You're being asked to get comfortable with all of these things now so that when the cooperative components of this big vision show up, you recognize them and you are prepared to take advantage of them. The other thing Spirit wants you to know is that you're about to receive or become part of a major move. And no matter how the journey toward that unfolds, and there will be challenges, right? There's challenges in everything. There will be hard days. There will be twists and turns. So no matter how that plays out, you need to be open to it. You need to trust your heart. You need to be still with your choices. And when the time is right, without rushing, when the time is right, you go for it. But this is also why you need to get your rest game on point now. If you cannot take care of yourself at the level you're at, they cannot send you the big move. They can't. They're protecting you from yourself. Your eyes are bigger than your stomach right now. If you were to get everything you wanted today, would you be able to handle it? Or do you not have the systems in place in yourself to be able to maneuver with a higher level of demand, expectation, visibility? You have to get your house in order. You have to get your house in order. So what's the guidance for bringing this into form in your life? You're not going to like it. Release the dark wound and let love live. I love this card. So what's the dark wound? It's perfectionism. When we try to force something, we can unintentionally sap it of its strength and kill it. Society demands perfection and denies process. Creative process is not perfect. Creative process is inherently messy, right? The birthing process is fucking disgusting. Birthing anything is messy. For a seed to grow, it has to crack open and be destroyed. Creation is destruction. Creation is a dark, messy process that is perfect in its own way, right? Society don't want that. We want the pretty polished picture at the end. We want the streaming download. We want the billboard hit. We want the finished. We want it in a box. It needs to come from Target. We want the finished process. We want it to be orderly and clean, sanitized, right? So if you are caught up in perfectionism as a creative, you're fucked, right? So you're worried about whether or not you're going to get a publisher before you've written a single word of your book. You're worried about comparing your unfinished little loop of a song idea to a billboard top hit. You're deciding you're not good enough or you're not worthy before you've given your project everything you've got. That means you're in the dark wound. You must let go of perfectionism and the idea that your process is going to look like anyone else's process. You have to let your ideas live. You have to let them live. You need to, again, submit to being in service of your own muse. You need to be in service of your creativity. You need to be in the service of your gifts. This is what I'm being called to do, so this is what I'm doing. It's not my job to judge it. It's not my job to criticize it. It's not, Martha Graham said, I think, it's not my job to be the audience for my work. It's my job to be the channel for my work. Someone else is meant to consume it. I'm meant to create it. That's my job. That's what I'm here to do. So you are being asked to be in service of your muse. Your work isn't supposed to be like other people's work. You need to honor the path of your own process. What inspires you? What's exciting to you? What's joyful and sexy and fun and exhilarating to you? That's the place to be. That's where you need to hang out. You need to stop comparing yourself to other people. You need to stop obsessing over all the ways that your uncompleted or even unstarted project could go wrong. Whether your project is meant to be wildly commercially successful, or it's just a personal project, or it's for an intimate group, whatever it is, it needs to be allowed to exist without judgment or criticism or premature evaluation. You need to let it fucking live. Let the baby be, right? Like, stop judging the baby. It came through you. Let it live. Let it do its thing. This is how we bring this process into form. Your beginning process at learning how to rest, at learning how to take care of yourself, of getting into receivership, of collaboration, all of it might be messy. Your process for getting this big vision off the ground, it might be messy. It probably will be. Guaranteed you're going to fuck up sometimes. Doesn't matter. You have to let that perfectionistic tendency that's blocking you from living as a full human being and a full creative, as a full creative force in the world, you've got to heal the perfectionism, the comparison, the type A, I have to do it all myself. It has to be rigid. It has to come from grind. That must be healed for you to have the fruits of this big vision that you have for your life, for you to live your destiny. Must be healed. If you want help healing it, I'll let you grow. You know, I do that shit for a living. All right. So I asked for a shadow. What is the shadow? What's the shadow work here for us? And the card that came up is connect to the heart. Now, this is some shit. It takes bravery, vulnerability, and integration to get past the fear that we have of opening up to true connection, right? I see this with dating stuff all the time. People are like, I want love, I want love, I want love. But what does that mean? To really be truly, deeply loved for who you are, it takes so much bravery and so much vulnerability, because that means you have to let somebody see who you are. And they may be like, nah, it's not for me. It's terrifying. So for so many people, they want complete assurance that someone is going to love them before they let themselves be visible, before they let the love in. I need complete assurance that you're not going to leave me before I open up to loving you. I need complete assurance that you're going to hold my heart before I open my heart. The same thing can be true in our work. I need complete assurance that I'm going to be successful before I try, before I put myself out there, before I let myself be seen in my complete creative truth. I want 100% guarantee that everyone's going to love it before I'm willing to do it. It doesn't work like that. I was talking to a client the other day and they were saying, before I create that product, I'd need to know that there's a big demand for it. And I was like, pause. It doesn't work that way. Your audience doesn't come bang down your door and say, please make us something, unless you're like a George R. R. Martin. You're a really established author, a really established artist who's given people a bunch of really good shit and then you stop. Then they're like, wait, when's the next thing coming? But for most of us, the audience doesn't show up and say, please, please, please give me something to buy. Please, please, please give me something. You're just out of sight, out of mind, right? Or they're like, yeah, if you made something, that'd be cool. And like, once you make it, I can tell you whether or not I want to buy it, but I'm not going to pre-send you my money and beg you to make me something. That's not how it works. We need to put our heart on the line. We need to open up. We need to be vulnerable. And so the shadow here for all of this is like, the fear that we won't be loved for being who we are. The fear that our worthiness of being loved, of being accepted, of being held, of having all of our needs met is based on constant work, right? Maybe I'm not worthy of being loved just as me, just for being, just for my beingness. You are. Source knows you are. You don't have to earn something that you are, right? You are love. You are an extension of that. You are an extension of love from the Most High. You don't have to earn something that you be. You be that. You do be that already. So this process of tapping into and knowing for ourselves. We are inherently worthy of love, care, dignity, respect, and happiness by virtue of our humanity. Just by virtue of being in a human body born on the planet, you are inherently worthy of love, care, dignity, respect, and happiness. You don't have to work around the clock to earn it. You don't have to conform to earn it. You don't have to grind yourself into a tiny nub to earn it. You don't have to doubt your inner knowing and defer to other people to earn it. You are it. You just have to let yourself be it. So this process of forgiveness, forgiving everyone who made you feel anything different, forgiving yourself for pushing yourself so hard, empathy, softening, release, dropping the defense mechanisms around your heart that stop you from being present, from giving and receiving love. And make no mistake, the act of submitting in service of your gifts, of being the creator you are here to be, is giving and receiving love. We share from our heart, from our muse. This is the thing that comes through me. I gift it to the world, and the world gets to receive it and say, damn, I love this. And then we get to feel the joy of watching someone open that gift, and round it goes. But only when we're in that flow, only when we're in that flow of letting the things out and letting people receive them. So the question is, where can you nurture yourself more? Where can you give yourself back to Cancer season? Where do you need to give your inner child the divine motherly love that maybe you didn't receive from your actual mother? Most of us didn't. A lot of us didn't, right? There's a mothering that you needed, a mothering that you still need, of like hanging up every single drawing on the refrigerator and being like, oh my God, baby, this is amazing. This is so good. How can you nurture your creativity in that way? How can you nurture yourself in that way? How can you show yourself all day, every day, that you are inherently worthy of rest, of care, of joy, of play, of nourishment, and give yourself that? If you have an animal, I always think that having animals is the most direct plug to this kind of love, because like no matter how bad your pets are, they could like shit in your shoe. You're not going to withhold care, right? You're still going to feed them. You're still going to make sure they have a warm place to sleep. You're still going to make sure they're safe. You're still going to walk them every day. You're still going to give them the same level of care no matter what they do, but we don't treat ourselves like that. So tapping into the nurturing, the unconditional mothering you need to give yourself in your creative process. And what is the love that you need to give yourself in order to soften some of your defense mechanisms around your heart so that you can give and receive fully from other people, from the universe, from yourself, from your creativity, from your relationships? How do you get into the flow, into the mix of both leading and following in equal measure, of both giving and receiving? You cannot just give all the time and never let anything come back in. That's a defense mechanism, my guy, my healers, my helpers out here. Giving all the time and never letting anyone help you is a wound. It is a trauma response. That doesn't mean you're in the flow of love. It takes bravery to let people see you and love you. And that's what's being asked of us right now. We need to receive. That's the missing thing. That's the missing ingredient. It's not working harder. It's not working harder. The manifestation, the thing you want, the big bold vision, it's not pushing more. That's not what it is. That's not what spirit wants from us right now. We have to learn how to receive before we can have the next level of gift, period. All right. So there's your first of the month, your July fucking read down. All right. So with that being said, it's 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, and I'm going to take my own readings advice. I'm going to slather myself in sunscreen and a really good sunscreen that smells like vacation. You know, the ones that are all cocoa buttery. And I'm going to put on a bikini and I'm going to pour myself a drink and I'm going to go splash around in the pool. And I'm not going to do any more work for the rest of the day. But if this reading landed for you, if it was resonant, if you felt like it was for you, you know, I never know who these are for when I draw them. But if you feel like it was for you, please comment and let me know. how it felt, how it landed. I love doing these and sharing them with everybody. So, yeah, that's what I got for us today. Okay, love you. Bye.
There is a brand new way that you could work with me one-on-one. I'm so excited to invite you to Elemental CEO Days. Imagine accomplishing in one day what would usually take you months to complete on your own. That's what we do in Elemental CEO Day. So many small business owners find themselves spending more time working in their business than working on their business. In your CEO day, we hit pause on you being everything from the primary employee to the customer service team to the janitor in your business and give you dedicated time to be what you really need to be. The CEO of an Elemental CEO day is a dedicated container for you to get unstuck and on track with a day focused solely on you and your business. The Elemental CEO day is an exclusive event where we work together one-on-one on what is most pressing and important for you in your business right now. You get 6 hours of intensive, focused, and conscious coaching, visioning, and planning, in which I bring you one-on-one access to all I have to offer as a coach, mentor, and consultant. During your CEO day, we will get a bird's eye view of your business and assess what needs to be done to create the business you want quickly. Together, we will work to identify what's working and where there's room to add more value, get more clarity for yourself, and communicate more clearly to your audience in order to bring in more sales. You will leave your Elemental CEO day with a customized map that gives you the exact next steps to take in your business in order to have ease, flow, enjoyment, and cash. Because no matter how much you love what you do, it stops being fun when you feel like you're working your ass off and not making any money. To learn all about what's included in Elemental CEO Days and see whether or not it might be the right fit for you, I will be including the link in the show notes. And you can also find it in the bio of my Instagram at Intuitive Edge Coaching. Go click on the link, check out all the details, and submit your application. I'm so looking forward to working with you.
That's our episode for today. Thank you, as always, for being here and for listening to the podcast. I know there are so many things that you could be doing with your time, so many things you could be listening to. It is an honor that you choose to be here. Connect with me on Instagram at Intuitive Edge Coaching or join my Facebook group, Unstuck Group, to suggest topics or people that you'd like to hear me interview on this show. Have a great day.